glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's January 22nd, 2013. Thank you, God, for Vern and Doris. 62 years of marriage yesterday. They were celebrating it both at the hospital. They both had different issues going on within a day or two apart, and they both were in the hospital at the same time yesterday, but are back home. So we'll keep praying them up. And special thanks to some of you that have responded to our special transmitter need. We had some unexpected expenses, almost $10,000 for equipment repair. And at Awana on Sunday night, one of my friends, one of the parents, handed me a check for $1,000. Last night at Singing Men, Herb got a $200 check from one of the guys he knows. So appreciate your support. On the line with me is Melanie Jackson with the See You at Home Ministry. But first, I'm going to play a portion of a song to set up our interview. Here's Ray Bolts.
I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. You gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
That was Ray Bolts with a very familiar song, at least the golden oldie for many of us, Thank You. Some will refer to it as Thank You for Giving to the Lord. And the premise or the concept is there's so many different ways to give, to use our time, our talents, our resources, our abilities to help the poor. And the poor can be those poor in spirit, those that are really poor, mentally, emotionally poor. There's so many different ways to give to the Lord and to bless so many people. And speaking of people that bless people and someone that's blessed my life, Melanie Jackson's on the phone with me. As many of you know through our interviews in the past, she works and heads up and is the executive director of See You at Home, a ministry that reaches out to the most vulnerable, those that are homeless, those that literally are in harm's way of quite possibly dying because of the cold, cold winter nights. And these are homeless people that Melanie and many other volunteers are reaching out to. And there's an exciting event that you can get involved with that can literally change somebody's eternal perspective or help assist them in tangible ways. So, Melanie, I want you to share a little of what's going on February 1st, and then maybe even recap what's been going on the last year and a half of your life.
Well, Mark, thank you. It's just such a blessing to be back here with the Great News family and updating everyone on what's happening with our efforts to really reach out to be hands and feet to some of the least of these in our community, those who've been on the street for quite a period of time. They have many health issues, many, many challenges on their journey of restoration. That's what we want to do. We want to walk with them on their journey of healing and restoration. And this event coming up in just a few days away, it's on February 1st. It's called See You at Home One Winter Night. It's really a pretty powerful event where some of our public officials, the mayor of Champaign, police chiefs of Champaign and Urbana, quite a few pastors. I think we have 8 churches represented now, business people, people from the community. They're going to be sleeping in a cardboard box along Neal Street in downtown Champaign for an entire night. They're going to be freezing out there and just getting a little snapshot of what it would be like to have to do that every single day.
And I know you're going to include a couple U of I coaches. In fact, the Singing Men of GNN sang the national anthem for the women's volleyball match some weeks ago. And Coach Hambly is also going to be a participant and volunteer that night.
It's pretty exciting. We're not only going to be in downtown Champaign this year, but the university is partnering with us. They've given us access to the University of Illinois Quad. And Kevin Hambly, the volleyball coach, also Justin Spring, he's the Olympic bronze medalist from 2008, and he's the men's gymnastics coach. He's going to be suffering in a box. And the director of fans, the director of the Marching Illini, is Barry Hauser. We also hope to have some of the bands out there, some of the band members, maybe the drum line and some other folks to just kind of pass those long hours away, because they're going to be outside for 12 hours from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Friday, February 1st.
Now, you did this last year. You participated and literally slept in a box overnight and ran around and coordinated things. Are you doing that again?
This year, I'm going to be out the entire night. I'm not going to have a cardboard box to call my own. I will be back and forth between downtown and campus. So I'm going to be more of a coordinator for both sites this year rather than having a specific box to hunker down in. But, Mark, I can tell you that experience last year, it's changed me. It's changed the way I lay down in a bed and think about the people who don't have that opportunity each night.
Yeah, we've had these extremely cold temperatures, and many of us, and yesterday I recorded you doing a little radio spot that literally said how often we can just take for granted the fact that we can just go home, get into our nice, comfy, toasty, heated room, and pull up our covers and just have the peace that we have a roof over our head, that we're going to have food in the refrigerator the next morning, we're going to go about our routine, and oftentimes we can just take it for granted that not everyone has it this good.
That's right. You know, I truly believe this is part of the heartbeat of Christ, what he wants us to do in reaching out to people in need. There's a proverb that says, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they've done. This is just an opportunity for you to connect with people who are in desperate need, and the Lord promises that if we get involved in this kind of ministry, this kind of helping people, pointing them to him, he's going to reward us for these efforts. Now, we're not doing it for the reward, but it is simply scripture that he promises he's going to take care of us if we take care of them.
And I also know many times Jesus made illustrations or in the parables shared that concept, what you've done to the least of these, you've done to me. And in a sense, it's a way, a tangible way for us to extend Christ's love to the body of Christ, to those that have been created in Christ's image that are suffering.
You know, when we're helping some of these folks, so many of them have just stolen my heart away. And when I look into their eyes and really listen to what they're saying, what their heart is crying out for, they are longing for someone to accept them. And what they need more than anything else is the Savior who can accept them unconditionally, even more so than us reaching out with our resources. They need the Lord Jesus in their lives, and that is our hope through See You at Home, to bring them that kind of eternal hope.
Now, I know there's some very tangible ways for people to get involved financially, certainly volunteering or maybe even contacting you to be one of those participants that will be in a box that night, experience what the homeless go through on a daily basis, and yet also encourage their friends to support them and raise some funds, some very needed funds for See You at Home. How does that all happen, and how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'll give you the phone number and the website. You can find out all of the information there, and then I want to explain a bit more about how this event works with our organization. So the website is cuathome.us. So it's the letter C, the letter U, athome.us. It's very simple to sign up to volunteer. You can fill a two-hour shift at any time throughout the night, the early morning hours. Help us with setup. Help us with tear down. You'll need a lot of volunteer help, both in downtown and on the quad. If you don't have access to the Internet, you'd rather use a phone, then that number is 217-819-4569. And the way this event, One Winter Night, connects with See You at Home, simply, this is the largest part of our annual budget is raised through this event. So it might kind of seem like, well, it's an event, they're raising awareness, and yes, they have some pastors and public officials sleeping out, but surely they get grant money, surely they get government money, and this is just a portion of what they use to house and support the homeless. That's not the case at all. Zero federal or state dollars are going in to See You at Home. We have no government money. And to this point, we don't receive any grant money. So this one event, One Winter Night, raises the majority of funds to pay rent, to pay utilities, to buy meds, to buy household supplies, to help them get a bus pass, to help them with job searches. This is the event that funds our ministry in that way. That's why it's so vitally important.
And many of our listeners may be unfamiliar with our last interview with you last year and how this whole CU came about, but literally you've sold all your possessions. You've lived at the Restoration Urban Ministries just to save money, to say, Lord, I want to give my all. It was that book Radical that radically changed your life a couple of years ago, and I know that you're running on a literal shoestring budget, and I know oftentimes you haven't been compensated at all or very minimal, so I know you still haven't raised enough funds for you to have a salaried position where you could accommodate some of your needs. So this really is crucial that our listeners get involved, because you really are helping the castaways, if you will, the people that are kind of most vulnerable, that people have forgotten about. But there's also costs for you to be able to provide for yourself and to have a healthy living environment. So again, give us that phone number and website for people to find out more, to get involved.
Find out about See You at Home One Winter Night on Friday, February 1st. The number is 217-819-4569. That's 819-4569. And if you want to find us on the Internet, it's cuathome.us.
And so if somebody wants to volunteer, what are the hours? You said they could volunteer for a few hours and maybe even help with setup. So this isn't just volunteering at 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning. You'll have setup, you know, mid-afternoon. Or tell us some of the times and some of the volunteer projects that they can work on.
We do. Our setup time is in two shifts. One is from noon to 3, and the other is from 3 to 6. And that's just to help us get everything prepared for the event that starts at 6 o'clock. And then shifts go every 2 hours from that point on, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., 8 to 10, all the way until those early morning hours, 4 to 6 a.m. Folks will be helping us with receiving donations. Downtown, we will have a drive-through set up where folks can actually drive through and give a donation. We'll have donation tables for foot traffic, so folks can help us with that. We'll have a hospitality area where people can get coffee, hot chocolate, a snack, something warm, a place to warm up in the middle of the night when it's really bitter cold, something that the homeless don't necessarily have. We're being generous to our box dwellers to give them that hospitality area. We'll have folks holding signs, again, along the main streets in downtown and on the university campus, just to raise awareness, help the homeless, and take a moment just to think about what it would be like if you had to be outside in these conditions, not just for 10 minutes or even a half an hour, but for an entire night, and then the entire day, night and day after night and day. You and I can make a difference. We can help them one person at a time.
Say God is working on somebody's heart right now and they feel like they want to better identify with the homeless. They want to help raise funds and they want to sleep in a box. I don't know if anyone wants to sleep in a box, but they're just feeling a prodding of the Lord to say, I want to be involved. I want to be one of those members that can better identify with the homeless and do it in a tangible way by sleeping in a box. What would they need to know and what time would they need to be there?
For those sleeping in a box downtown, the event starts at 6 o'clock p.m. and ends at 6 o'clock a.m. We're asking each person who is filling a cardboard box to shoot for a goal of $1,500 to raise funds to help our organization. Again, I said that pays utilities, rent, really all of the necessary items to house and support these folks. We do have room for quite a few more box dwellers downtown. Boy, if you're feeling prodded to do that, please, please just give me a call at 819-4569. We would love to have you be a part of this powerful event.
And give that number again. It's area code 217, because we could have somebody driving from Danville or Gifford or Bloomington Normal area. They just say, gosh, I want to help out. This sounds like a great cause. There's a great need here. And so give the number again. It's area code 217.
819-4569.
Okay, you mentioned the ideal would be that they could raise $1,200 or $1,500. Will you have a way or a method or means or tips on how they can do that? Do they just call up their friends and say, hey, I'm going to be in these boxes or, you know, out there in the cold for 12 hours. How about sponsoring me $5 an hour? How would it work to help them catch the vision and know how to raise those funds?
We do help folks with that fundraising aspect. One thing we do is we build a web page that has your photo on it along with a quotation of why you want to be involved in this. So then you can send it by email to folks. You can post it on social media like LinkedIn or Facebook. Certainly you can send note cards, letters, make phone calls. Most people are really reaching out to their business contacts, to their personal contacts, and just saying, hey, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to sacrifice for a night and experience what this might be like to stay outside. Would you support me in this? Would you help see you at home help those who are on our streets?
Hey, I just got an idea, and it's always scary when I share something over the air that I haven't prayed through or talked with you about, but hey, this is my idea, so I'm just going to throw it out there. But on yesterday's broadcast, on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, we honored Vern and Doris Meyer. They celebrated their 62nd wedding anniversary, and actually, I think at the time, Vern was in the hospital, and then they were taking Doris to the emergency room, both of them in the hospital for different issues at the same time. It was just kind of wild.
Oh my.
But my idea, say there's a senior saint, a sweet saint like Doris, that literally it wouldn't be healthy for her to be spending overnight in a cardboard box, but she catches the vision, maybe some point set up a virtual something on the internet. So maybe a senior saint can say, you know, I can't be out there in the box, but I want to send this email to my friends saying, will you support me in my virtual? What do you call those people that box dwellers?
Box dwellers, yeah.
And maybe there would be a way some people could send this out to a number of friends saying, you know, maybe they could just stop by your website and then see the pictures and financially support the individuals. But, you know, somebody like that's a senior saint might say, I want to be a part of this. I can't physically get into the box, but I know a number of friends, and maybe it would be a fun way that they could send out a little email announcement in their virtual box of overnight being out in the cold. I don't know, just something to think about.
I think it's a great idea. We could, you know, make it the unknown box dweller.
Yeah.
And it's simply a person that's just not identified, but they're representing the people who are on the street, who are sleeping out there tonight, and raise money in that unknown, representing them all in that person's honor.
Yeah, I just think we have so many listeners that have a heart to be in the center of God's will, and it's so biblical to reach out to the poor, the disenfranchised, those that are hurting, those that are suffering, and these people really are the most vulnerable. And I think, Melanie, just your heart, your passion, your tireless efforts, the ways that you have just said, Lord, use me, this is way beyond what I could ever do. So from the get-go, you've just been relying, leaning heavily into God, leaning heavily onto God. And so I think so many of our listeners can help out, whether it's $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Stop by C, the letter C, U, the letter U, at atathome.us, CUathome.us. It's a website, so y'all know it's www. Or call Melanie at 217-819-4569. That's 217-819-4569. Well, Melanie, we got to go. We're running out of time.
Wow, it went fast.
Yeah, it did. Well, thank you. And again, listeners, help Melanie Jackson, but much more than just helping Melanie. Though she's the executive director at CU at Home, it involves many, many different people, many different volunteers, and it's helping the homeless, those that are hurting, those that are poor. So it'd be a great thing to get involved in the next few days. So call Melanie today, track her down, or find out different ways of communicating to other people that you know that maybe they will be one of those box dwellers. So, hey, thanks, Melanie, for being available on this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thanks, Mark. It was great being on with you. I appreciate it.
I'll close with the verse that Melanie shared earlier out of Proverbs 19, verse 17. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. Proverbs 19, 17. That rewarding will come from the Lord, as you show kindness to the poor. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.